here's a story from The World.
Authorities in Sri Lanka are cracking down on protest leaders. Demonstrations in the Indian Ocean country toppled the president last month. One thing driving the protests has been shortages of basic necessities, food, fuel, and medicine. The World's Carolyn Beeler reports from Colombo on how that nation's struggling healthcare system is coping.
This story actually starts not at a hospital or a clinic, but at a bank. Because the country's healthcare crisis is really a foreign exchange crisis.
People are walking in and out through the glass door here. There's a security guard and an ATM outside.
Sri Lanka imports at least 80% of its drugs and medical supplies. To buy them from foreign producers requires foreign currency. And here is the heart of the problem.
See, the country has run out of U.S. dollars. It's spending more of them than it's bringing in. So if a drug importer were to walk into this bank and say, hey, I need a loan to buy a shipment of antibiotics or morphine, they might not be able to get those dollars.
In March, the country ran out of many medications, from chemotherapy drugs to heparin, a blood thinner widely used during surgery and to prevent clotting. Dr. Anwar Hamdami is with Sri Lanka's Ministry of Health.
At that time, we were out of stock with about 14 vital items, about 312 essential items.
One doctor tells me the healthcare system felt on the verge of collapse. In the past few months, Hamdami has been working with a team to solicit donations, mostly from abroad in cash, drugs, and medical supplies. They have a special Gmail inbox for donors. The situation is better now, but more than 100 essential items, including the rabies vaccine and saline bags, are still in short supply.
So that doesn't mean that we are out of stock zero. But they are still lying short.
This means that hospitals and pharmacies around the country are just out of some drugs.
50%.
Behind the plastic partition in his Colombo pharmacy, Palyandi Palai tells me they're out of half the drugs they usually have. At this pharmacy, they do have alternatives, including generics. That's not true everywhere. At many government pharmacies, where drugs are free for customers, patients tell me they're simply out of stock. Kamaldin Sudin is here because the three prescriptions his wife needs are no longer available at the government-run pharmacy. Outside, he tells me he can only afford to buy enough medication for 2 weeks at a time. The cost takes up a big chunk of his monthly salary. Shortages are also hitting hospitals, especially those far from the capital region. Ragish Willalage is an anesthesiologist in southern Sri Lanka. He says his hospital is out of two common IV antibiotics and running short on catheters and suture materials.
So we have to ask the patient to get the suture material from outside.
Patients have to bring their own suture thread to the hospital, including those who need a C-section to deliver a baby.
We ask the patient to bring that suture materials. Otherwise, we can't start the cesarean section.
Sri Lanka's fuel crisis is also playing a role here. Outside one hospital in Colombo, a man told me he had to find the fuel for an ambulance before it could bring his son here after a serious motorcycle accident. His leg ended up needing to be amputated. Doctors, nurses, and technicians can't get to work either. Shaheem Fazmi says he waited all day in a clinic after being injured in a crash because his doctor was hours late.
They give the reason, the same reason, no fuel, no petrol for their transport. Because he don't have petrol, he's in the petrol queue.
In the northern district of Kilnochi, Dr. Tilna Kendengara says his colleagues are having trouble getting to work too.
We have to have a certain number of staff to run operation theater. And
when the staff doesn't have gas, routine surgeries get delayed.
This says usually we can do in 1 week time. We might have to wait 2 weeks.
According to the Sri Lankan Doctors Union, some hospitals have put non-emergency surgeries completely on hold. About a quarter of the country's drugs and medical supplies are now coming in as donations, and that's impacting patient care, according to union spokesperson Wasan Radhasingham.
Some of the patients, they receive optimum care, and some of the patients are left behind, so they are suffering from the shortage of the drugs. So it's very sad to see.
Radhasingham says running a national healthcare system on donations is only a temporary short-term fix.
We encounter the shortages time to time, say, we get the donation, then those crises will be alleviated.
But he argues if global goodwill dries up, Sri Lanka's entire healthcare system will be in trouble.
So we'll face a severe crisis. We cannot continue the healthcare delivery with donations.
The Ministry of Health says drug donations are a bridge and only part of a plan to address shortages that also involves new lines of credit and help from international lenders. But the ministry does expect to rely at least in part on people's generosity until at least the beginning of next year. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler, Colombo.